lifeguard who dropped by to see his cute little kitten.
Well, I may be as cute as a kitten, Bill, but right now I feel like something a cat dragged in.
Oh, now, baby, you're still so upset about me being a lifeguard up at Sweet Al Lodge.
Well, to tell the truth, I am worried about that, Bill. Of course, I'm not worried about all those single girls you might meet.
Well, of course not, baby.
I'm worried about you, Bill. Being a lifeguard is a strenuous job, and you're kind of round and flabby for that kind of work.
Well, now, stop worrying, baby. I can swim like a fish. In fact, I'm on my way downtown now to the city pool to take the test.
What test is that, Bill?
Well, everybody's got to pass the test to become a lifeguard. Of course, it's a cinch for a swimmer like me.
But what happens if you fail that test?
Well, I couldn't be a lifeguard, and I couldn't go to the Sweet Isle Lodge. But there ain't a chance of that, baby.
Uh-huh. Say, as long as you're going down to swim for the test, Bill, how about eating a little something?
No.
Let me fix you a few dozen hot cakes with sausage and ham and some enchiladas and hot tamales and a dish of tutti frutti ice cream with some dill pickles. And I'll make you a nice marble cake out of real marble, too.
No, nothing doing, baby. I ain't eating a thing.
Oh.
Well, so long, honey. See you later, here.
Well, Bill's going to be a lifeguard, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, Beulah.
Yes, Donnie.
What's the matter, Beulah? You sure look sad.
Sad ain't the word for it, Don. I feel lower than a patch on a deep-sea diver's pants.
You still upset about Bill, Beulah? Because he's going up to that lodge without you?
Uh-huh. He's going down to the city pool to take the lifeguard test this afternoon.
Well, maybe you'll float. That's a tough test they give the lifeguards. Besides swimming, you got to show them you can save someone from drowning.
Is that so?
Sure. Lots of people can swim good, but not very many can be lifeguards. You can swim, Beulah, but could you be a lifeguard?
No, sirree. If anyone that was drowning saw me coming, they'd think a whale was after them and die from fright.
Well, either way's all right with me. Alice, why not let me take some of that cereal? And you can have these delicious enchiladas and hot tamales and all this chili
Harry,
and beans.
Harry, I've got news for you. I can't stand another bite of this food.
You what?
I don't even want to go to Mexico anymore.
You don't? Well, honey, if that's the way you feel, we can go somewhere else.
Oh, well, dear, you were so anxious to go to Mexico, and you're so crazy about this Mexican food.
Darling, baby, where you're concerned, my own feelings don't matter.
Love that man.
Say, Harry.
Yeah, dear?
Could I put a few of my dresses in your suitcase?
Certainly, honey.
Oh, Dad, can I put my baseball bat and glove in your suitcase?
Well, sure, son. Just dump them right in here.
Gee, thanks.
Now, if I can get my car in there, we can all go by train.
Stop making such a fuss, my goodness.
Look, Alice, after all, there's a limit to what a suitcase can hold. We'll never be able to close this.
Sure we will, Dad. We can close any suitcase around here when Beulah sits on it.
Donald.
By the way, where is Beulah?
Gee, I don't know, dear. She asked for a few hours off. She seemed excited about something.
Oh, maybe that's Beulah now.
Oh, hello, folks. Can I help you with some of that packing?
Well, now, maybe you can give us a hand, Beulah.
A hand? Gee, to close that suitcase, you'll have to...
Never mind. Well, you certainly seem happy, Beulah.
Well, folks, I got some important news to tell you.
Oh?
Bill flunked his lifeguard test, and he can't go to Sweet Air Lodge after all.
See? I told you you might flunk the test, Beulah.
Well, he flunked all right. Isn't that sad?
Well, but Beulah, Bill's such a good swimmer. How did he fail the test?
Well, there was one part of the test where he had to rescue someone from the water.
Mm-hmm.
Some sweet little girl that pretended she was drowning.
Well, it's amazing that he couldn't pull her out.
It's not so amazing at all, Miss Alice. When you consider that a sweet little girl was me.
You mean that you went down there and volunteered to help with the test?
Uh-huh. There ain't a man alive who could pull me out of the water. It would take the whole Coast Guard.
Well, now you won't be separated from Bill.
That's right, Miss Alice. Of course, this might have been a dirty trick I played on Bill, but all fair in love and war, and trying to get a man to marry you is both. And you're not mad at me, Bill, for making you flunk that lifeguard test?
Are you kidding, baby? I could have rescued you from that water as easy as pie.
You could?
Oh, sure. But when you had your arms around me, baby, and I began to think of 2 weeks away from you, I didn't want to pass that test.
Love that man. Ah.
Ladies, would you like to have your dishes washed for you every meal, every day of the year? Then listen. New self-washing Dreff practically washes the dishes for you.
You mean Dreff will practically wash my dishes for me?
That's right. New self-washing Dreff saves washing, saves wiping, saves scouring. Yet self-washing Dreff washes your dishes and glasses so clean, they shine even without wiping. You simply let your dishes stand in warm Dreff suds for 2 minutes. Give a swish of the cloth as you rinse, and they're done. While Dreff is washing your dishes, you can do other things. Put things into the refrigerator or wipe the stove.
But what about my pots and pans?
These new self-washing suds have an amazing float-away action that gets under grease, floats away grease, better than any soap in the world. Even burned-on grease rinses away without scouring. Yet, new self-washing Dreff is so mild, you can trust your daintiest washables in its gentle suds. Leaves hands beautifully white and soft. So end your dishwashing drudgery. Get new self-washing Dreff today. Let Dreff wash your dishes for you. Tonight, the Beulah Show and the members of its cast start an 8-week vacation. We'll be back on the air August 28th, and we hope you'll all join us then. And now, here is Beulah, Miss Hattie McDaniel.
Friends, before saying goodbye until August the 28th, I'd like to thank my friends and fellow workers whose names we haven't mentioned, but who have contributed so much to the Beulah Show behind the scenes. Our charming production assistant, Ann Cameron, our organist, Mr. Gordon Tibby, James Lasham, our engineer, and our sound effects engineer, Vic Lovato. And now, on behalf of our cast, let me wish you the happiest summer you've ever had. We'll see you all in 8 weeks, and God bless you.
The Procter & Gamble Company, makers of Dreff, wish you all a pleasant summer.